another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do bring you greetings. We are the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God. You know, the scripture says, I will give you pastors according to mine own heart, which will feed you with the wisdom and understanding. Thanking God, at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelist. By elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. We are God's covenant church, and we keep God's commandments, which is God's word, his law that he commanded. We're grateful for all of God's anointing that's going on, all the commandment keepers. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I want to talk to you about God's word today, how that you should not let no man deceive you, but believe on the Lord as the scripture hath said. We believe God according to what's written and is rightly divided. As I say, we obey God's word. Does the V in the choir obey? Covenant Choir, sanctified soldiers. They don't sing the world songs in some other club or some other place. We don't travel around singing on Sunday and then here on the Sabbath. We're here in service. If you like our singing, come to 425 Laconia Boulevard. We're not on a tour. And if we should happen to come and give you a service on your first day of the week, it's going to be a service, not a battle of the bands. We don't come there to try to out-preach somebody or out-testify or out-play. We're there to bring you what thus saith the Lord. And we will sing because we have something to sing about.
That's right.
If you will have us. Deacon Fina, what's the announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And I understand the Lord said, I change not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what he says in Genesis, he's yet saying it in Revelation. Let's go to 1 John 3 and 7. Let no man deceive you. I'm talking about the man of sin. Excuse me. I'm talking about these lying preachers that contradict God's word. And because you don't follow or don't have anyone to lead you to the right divide of the scripture, you don't know what God is saying. And if you do know it, it's not brought back to your attention or brought to your attention in the right way so you can get an understanding of God's word. To understand God's word, you must have a mind to obey God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and it is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This is the work, to believe on the one that God hath sent. If you believe you can get God on your own, if you believe you can go into scripture and find the secret of God on your own, you're wasting your time going to the preacher. Whoever you believe might be the preacher of God, you're wasting your time. God sent a leader to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. God could have delivered them without anyone's help. But that's not God's way. How can you hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except God send them? 1 John 3 and 7 says what?
Little children, let no man deceive you.
God is talking to the submissive, those that got a mind to receive something from God, his word. The children, the humble, the poor in spirit. Let no man deceive you. What?
He that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous.
Now we know the Lord has gone off scene, and this is his disciple who followed and walked with him closely, John. And I understand the prophets of old wrote that man's righteousnesses were as filthy rags, were born that way. But once you come to God and begin to do the righteousness of God, let no man deceive you. Mm-hmm. He that what?
Doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous.
So don't have a problem because I believe God and I say I'm just as righteous as God. Because that's what the scripture is telling you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. I believe that. Yes. Now, if you don't believe that, if you're doubting, it's because you haven't yielded yourself to God. You don't believe God's word. I believe it. Right. Third verse says what?
Thank God.
And every man
that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is
pure. Now, wait a minute. What is the point of purifying yourselves if You believe these lying preachers saying we cannot help but sin. How are you going to purify yourself? You can never get pure. And they love this scripture. Don't read it, Evangel. I'll read it. If we confess our sins, this is what 1 John 1 and 9 is saying. I'll start at 8 verse. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. This is when we come to God. Or if we say we're following God, say we're walking in the light and lying. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. What? Mm-hmm. But if we confess
our sins, he is faithful and just.
What?
To forgive us our sins.
What?
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Now that's what it's saying. All unrighteousness when you confess. That means your sin is no longer with you.
Yes.
Because you've confessed it and he's cleansed us from it as a process.
Yes.
What?
If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar.
Now, if we say we have not sinned, that means we haven't sinned in the past.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been cleaned up from?
Right.
And if you've been cleansed from all unrighteousness, that means you're clean.
Right. Yes.
But you're not clean if you say we have not sinned.
Sinned.
We what?
We make him a liar.
What?
And his word is not in
us. But there is a cleansing. And when you clean yourselves from sin, you become righteous. You clean yourselves from sin when you begin to do righteousness. Read it again.
Yes.
Little children.
Little children.
Let
no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness.
What?
Is righteous. Even as he is righteous.
Now let's believe the scripture and not these lying preachers saying you cannot help but sin. That's a lie. Because the Lord told the woman, go and sin no more.
Mm-hmm.
Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even
as he is pure.
Now let's go to Philippians 2 and 5. So my thought is today, let's believe the Lord, believe his word, and forget about what these lying spirits are telling you.
Yes.
Because it's not of God.
That's right.
The scripture says no lie is of the truth.
That's right.
No lie is of God's word.
All right.
God's word is truth.
Mm-hmm.
Philippians 2 and 5, what does it say?
Let this mind be in you.
Now listen to what the scripture says. Let this mind be in you.
Which was also in Christ Jesus.
What?
Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
So wait a minute. If this is the mind, we should have the mind of Christ. We should feel equal with God if we get Christ's mind.
Yes.
That's what it's telling us.
Yes.
Why can we not believe God's word?
Yes.
He thought it wasn't robbery to be equal with God. Why should we feel robbery to feel we're equal with God if we got the mind of Christ? The same mind, what?
All right. But made himself
what?
Of no reputation.
Now, we're not making ourselves of any reputation, but we get the mind of Christ. Mm-hmm. Other words, my Father gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. What's wrong with that mind?
Right.
What's wrong with the mind saying, I do always those things that please him?
Him.
What's wrong with that mind if I'm doing that?
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
And took upon him the form of a servant.
We're servants of God and what?
And was made in the likeness of men.
We're made in the likeness of men. What are you talking about? Men are made from children.
Yes.
You're not made a man when you're a babe. And you're not made a man when you are a toddler. But as you grow up through puberty, you're made into men and women. Through knowledge and through a process, yielding yourselves to the parent, to a system, to government, because our lives are governed.
Yes.
That's how men are made.
Yes.
What?
And being found in fashion as a man,
what?
He humbled himself and became obedient
what?
Unto death, even the death of the cross.
So he came obedient to God's word,
yes,
even before he went to that devil's cross.
Yes.
The death of the cross is the death in God's word.
Yes.
Dying out of sin.
Yes.
Dying to sin. dying out of the works of the flesh. He was obedient.
Yes, he was.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
And we're made with the same mind.
Yes.
We live for God knowing we've got to die.
Yes.
Matthew 16 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
And you're being deceived when someone tells you, well, he did it all. He made the way. That if we should need a sacrifice to get us back in harmony, he's paid that price.
All right.
But a mind to obey God, you've got to get that mind yourself.
Yes.
You've got to have the desire to want to live for God. God don't give that to you. You have to have that mind.
All right.
Matthew 16 and 21, what does it say?
From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem.
Read.
And suffer many things of the elders and chief priests
and what?
And scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day.
So he began to show his disciples this life mm-hmm. is about dying. I've got to die.
Yes.
And I believe the scripture says, for as many as suffered in the, as Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm ourselves likewise. We have to arm ourselves to die daily. And you die the death of God's cross, not the devil's cross. And he was letting Peter know, I'm going to Jerusalem to be killed.
Yes.
And raised again the third day.
Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him.
What?
Saying, be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee.
This is what all these preachers telling the people. You can't die. He did that. You can't do that. Yes, we die daily. That's what Paul says.
Yes.
We die daily. We have to deny ourselves. When you deny yourself, you're dying from what you would do.
Yes.
You deny yourselves of the works of the flesh.
Yes.
We die out of those things.
Yes.
And we begin to live the life of Christ. Read.
Yes. But he turned.
What?
And said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan.
What?
Thou art an offense unto me.
Because those that savor saving the natural life are an offense to God, and you're an offense to those that are striving.
Yes.
What?
For thou savorest not the things that be of God.
These are the things that be of God, the mind of Christ, to die. How many got that mind? How many are being taught to have that mind? To die out of the old man,
yes,
the things of this life, worldly things, not to have the love of the world,
mm-hmm,
but the love of God.
Yes.
Read.
For thou savorest not the things that be of God.
But what?
But those that be of men.
What did he say?
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself.
What?
And take up his
take
cross.
Take up his cross. What? That means
me.
The word. Because when you begin to keep God's commandments, they become yours.
Yes.
When you begin to obey God's word, it's yours.
Yes.
That devil's cross is not my cross, and it wasn't the Lord's cross. It was the cross they put on him. But the cross of Christ is God's word.
Yes.
Any man come after me, let him deny himself. That means die.
Yes.
Don't let the man deceive you. You've got to deny yourself.
Yes.
You cannot come to God holding on to all of your ways and think you're going to enter into the kingdom.
No.
Not going to happen. 2 Timothy 3 and 5. I believe God's word.
These preachers...
They are liars if they're not keeping God's commandments, and you can tell them Pastor Boyd said it. Because the word says that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Every lie is not of the truth.
That's right.
Just like Sunday keeping, that's a lie and is not of God.
That's right.
2 Timothy 3 and 5, what does it say?
Having a form of God.
Now remember, we just read who was in the form of God.
Mm-hmm.
Having a form of godliness is likened to being like God.
Yes.
But what?
But denying the power thereof.
Now that's the difference with the Lord. He didn't deny God's power. And the scripture is letting us know, to as many as received him, to them gave he power. St. John 1 and 12. Let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
We got a form of godliness. And these churchgoers, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, of such... Turn away. That's what the scripture says. So we turn away from you that don't want to receive the power of God, which is God's word,
mm-hmm,
the 10 precepts. That's God's power.
Yes.
1 and 4 says what?
Mm-hmm. In him was life.
In him was life. Talking about God. What?
And the life was the light of men.
What?
And the light shineth in darkness.
What?
And the darkness comprehended so, it not.
Darkness didn't comprehend God, didn't comprehend his word, didn't comprehend the Lord because he's the word.
Yes.
Those that were in darkness didn't comprehend him, didn't understand him.
All right.
Revelation. Mm-hmm. No. Read the 12th verse. What does it say?
But as many as received him.
What?
To them gave he power.
What?
To become the sons of God.
So wait a minute. So all of these churchgoers, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. They deny God's word. Mm-hmm. But as many as received them, to them gave he the power to become God's son. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Read the first verse.
Uh-huh.
In the beginning.
In the beginning was the word.
What?
And the word was with God.
What?
And the word was God.
And what?
The same was in the beginning with God.
What?
All things were made by him.
So wait a minute. All things are made by the word. If you and I are going to become sons of God, the word has got to make us.
Yes.
Over again.
Yes.
Obedient to the death of the cross. The word is God's cross.
Yes.
All things were made by him. What?
And without him.
What?
Was not anything made.
So anything made that's of God, whether it's a trial and test, it's not made without God and without his word.
All
it's
right.
made by that.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful. Let's go to Revelation 19 and 12.
Right.
Let no man deceive you. Let's believe God's word above what these preachers are telling is fundamental. You have to have God's word to be made.
Yes.
And if you have the mind of Christ, you are equal to God. That's what it says. I know some are having a problem swallowing now because I'm saying this. And I cannot walk the water unless God give it to me.
All right.
But holy says, be ye therefore holy as your Father in heaven is holy.
Holy.
Don't say, well, now you're about 40% holy. The Lord is 100%. No, it's not like that.
No, it's not.
19 and 12, Revelation.
His eyes were as a flame of fire.
Read.
And on his head were many crowns.
What?
And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
Now we know that name is Jesus, but what?
And he was clothed with a vesture.
What?
Dipped in blood.
And what?
And his name is called the Word of God.
The Lord's name is called the Word.
Yes.
It never changed. In him was life. It's yes. the light of men. God's word is light.
Yes,
and
it
it's
is.
Our life.
Yes, it is.
And that's what makes you. Isn't that
yes.
beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 John again, 3 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
It shined in the darkness, and the darkness didn't know who it was. Didn't know Jesus. Didn't know the word. Didn't know God. 1 John 3 and 1, what does it say?
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us.
What?
That we should be called the sons of God.
Isn't that beautiful? Now, wait a minute. We're sons of God. We keep God's commandments, but all of a sudden they don't know us.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Therefore, the world knoweth us not.
That's why the world don't know us.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Because it knew him not.
It didn't know him. Now, wait a minute. He came, and as the preacher, oh, they loved him. But I believe the scriptures, many didn't know him.
Right.
He came into his own. They didn't know who he was.
No, they didn't.
Peter did.
Yes.
James did, John
yes.
did,
yes.
Mary did. They learned to know the Lord.
Yes,
but
did.
Most of them didn't know him. And you don't know him today because
right.
you don't know God's word.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read the seventh verse again. Let no man.
Let no man, little children.
What?
Let no man deceive
you. We're not going to let these preachers deceive us. What?
He that doeth righteousness.
What?
Is righteous.
What?
Even as
didn't
he is
you
righteous.
Hear the scripture? He that doeth righteousness. Is righteous, even as he is righteous. Matthew 3 and 13. Let's go there.
Right.
Let's see if the Lord is saying the same thing. That's what he taught. We hear about all righteousness. Now the scripture says, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. That's what righteousness is.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Matthew 3 and 1.
Uh-huh.
What does it say? Read it. Somebody. Thank God.
In those days came John the Baptist.
What?
Preaching. In the wilderness of Judea.
In the wilderness of Judea. Now let's read 3 and 13 because John was about baptizing. That's what was given him. It wasn't given John to walk on the water like the Lord, but he was righteous even as he was.
Yes, he
3
was.
And 13 says what?
Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan.
What?
Unto John to be baptized.
He was coming to be baptized because that's God's way.
Yes.
Baptize unto the one that's before you. What?
But John forbade him, saying,
what?
I have need to be baptized of thee.
That's humbleness.
And comest thou to me?
That's humbleness. Yes. Because that's who made him, the Lord. But at this time, he had a body. He's a son now. Yes. Read.
And Jesus answering said unto him,
what?
Suffer it to be so now.
What?
For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
Wait a minute. We have to fulfill righteousness.
Uh-huh.
Having the mind of Christ, you have a mind to keep God's commandments.
Yes.
It shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. St. John 1 and 10. Let's go there again. St. John 1 and 10. Right. I can't get into all of this, but let no man deceive you. Because they said, well, Jesus paid the price. He did it all. He did. But that don't free you from keeping God's word.
No, it doesn't.
He only made a way back to keeping God's word. St. John 1 and 10, what does it say?
He was in the world.
He was in the world. What?
And the world was made by
people
him.
People in Jerusalem, the Jews of that day, that's who he came to. They didn't know who he was, his own brothers and sisters. What?
And the world knew him not.
World didn't know him what?
He came unto his own, and his own received him
not. I believe that.
Yes, right.
What?
But as many as received him,
what?
To them gave he power.
When you receive God's word, we're not talking about Jesus. He's talking about his word, talking about God.
Yes.
To as many as received them, to them, what?
Gave he power to what? Become the sons of God.
Now you can become a son of God, what?
Even to them that believe on his name.
That means the word,
yes.
Not Jesus, the word.
Yes.
And even Jesus, same thing, but Jesus is the word. You can't say you believe in Jesus and don't believe his word.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Which were born not of blood.
Now these were born of God. Not of blood, but what?
Nor of the will of the flesh.
What?
Of the flesh. Nor of the will of man.
What?
But of God.
Now these were born of God that received his word. 1 John 3 and 9, let's go there. Let's believe what the scripture is saying. And these preachers telling you, well, you can't help but sin. If you're sinning, you haven't been born again.
All right.
These that are born again have power to obey God.
Yes.
3 and 9, 1 John, what does it say?
Nicodemus.
3 and 9, 1 John, thank God. Read it, somebody. Read 3 and 9.
Whosoever is born of God.
What?
Doth not commit sin.
Whoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Mm-hmm. You cannot deceive me and say, well, you can't help but sin. The scripture is true.
Right.
If this scripture is not true, you make God a liar.
That's right.
What?
For his seed remaineth in him.
What?
And he cannot sin.
Now that's why David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So we hide God's word in our hearts.
Yes.
And when we do that, it remains in us.
Yes.
If it remains in us and we yield to it, we will not sin.
Yes.
For his seed remaineth in him.
And he cannot sin.
What?
Because he is born of God.
Now that's a process, and I believe that scripture.
Yes.
Let no man deceive you and say that's not true. It is true.
It is true.
It also says this. 8th verse, what does it say?
He that committed sin is of the devil.
So when you say you're sitting up in church, if you sin, you're of the devil. What?
For the devil sinneth from the beginning.
What?
For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
6th verse, what does it say?
Whosoever abideth in him sinneth
not. So if you're abiding in God's word, if you're abiding in the Lord, you don't sin. What?
Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him.
What?
Neither known him.
Now, do you think that's a lie? I believe the scripture.
Right.
Don't let someone deceive you. If you're yet sinning, you really don't know the Lord. You haven't seen the Lord. Because so many don't know the Lord is the word. Read the 10th verse. What does it say?
In this. The children of God are manifest.
What?
And the children of the devil.
What?
Whosoever doeth not righteousness.
What?
Is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his
brother. Well, you can use either one you want. If you don't love your brother, you're not doing righteousness. If you're not doing righteousness, you don't love your brother.
That's right.
I believe that. And if you don't.